This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. On a visit to the world's youngest country, Pope Francis spent his first full day in South Sudan, where he encouraged clergy to focus on serving the people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Excited crowds cheered as the Pope arrived at St. Therese Cathedral in Juba. The pontiff held a meeting inside the cathedral with South Sudanese priests and nuns, in which he urged them not to join religious life for social prestige, but to serve their flocks by accompanying them. South Sudan is a country beset by conflict, poverty, and humanitarian crises. Worshipper Paul told the AP he hoped the Pope's visit will make a difference.
We hope there will be peace in this country. Yes, we need peace. The country is bleeding daily.
South Sudan gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011, but has been beset by civil war and conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States and Russia faced off Saturday over a World Health Organization report on the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine, with Moscow saying it was politically motivated and Washington calling for it to be swiftly updated. This is being reported by Reuters. The report was presented to the organization's executive board, on which both Russia and the United States sit. It covered events in the first 9 months of 2022 and classed the situation in Ukraine, which Russia invaded last February, as one of eight acute global health emergencies. It documented more than 14,000 civilian casualties, with 17.7 million people in need of humanitarian assistance and 7.5 million Ukrainian refugees displaced across Europe. A Chinese spy balloon has been spotted over Latin America, the U.S. Pentagon says.